Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. I have been praying about what word or if there's a verse for 2020 that I can cling to. And the word action has come up a few times. So I scoured Isaiah trying to find a verse that I knew about. Isaiah 59:21. This is my covenant promise to them. My spirit, which rests on and moves in you, and my words, which I have placed within you, will continue to be spoken among you and move you to action. And not only you, but so it will be for your children and their children too, and so on through the generations for all time. So, God's Spirit, which rests on and moves in me, and His words, which He has placed within me, will continue to be spoken among me and move me to action. His Spirit and His words are within me, and they're going to move me to action. I can get so stuck in my head and planning and dreaming and thinking that I lack the action I need. So this verse and these thoughts are really encouraging to me that God's word and His Spirit are going to move me to action. And then when I am moving and getting those actions going, then that leads to traction. Action brings traction in meeting my goals and moving forward in the dreams and vision and work that God has for me. My spirit, which rests on and moves in you, and my words, which I have placed within you, will continue to be spoken among you and move you to action. Isaiah 59:21. It is such a blessing to pray and listen quietly to the Spirit's voice in my life. Oftentimes, what that looks like is just being quiet and praying and asking for the Holy Spirit's wisdom and guidance, and listening to the thoughts that come to my mind, evaluating if they are scriptural, but really just being open to hear what God has to say to me. Oftentimes I will write that down. So as I have pondered what my word or my intention for the year is, I came up with, or the Lord showed me, I am moved to action by faith. So that's going to be my intention for the year. I am moved to action by faith. As I was just seeking what God had for me for this year, again, and praying and kind of crying out to the Lord with my frustration of maybe His timing on things and my desires and so on, my eyes went and looked at an old computer I have sitting on the floor in my office, and it has dust inside of it. And I thought, okay, Lord, why am I looking at that? And I focused on the accumulated dust in the bottom of the computer. And the thoughts came to me that the dust is like distraction, fear, caring about others' opinions of me, feeling left out or unworthy. This is like dust keeping me from functioning properly. And I felt the Spirit saying to me, and then I wrote down these words as if the Spirit was speaking to me. Embrace who I've made you. Don't apologize. Yes, I refine, I sanctify, but I do not make mistakes. You are a rare, beautiful cut stone from my quarry. Allow me to polish you, your rough edges. Then, as you dance in my light, you will light up, sparkle, and gleam. Your gift to the world is your inner beauty, your inner self, your walk with me, your passion for my presence, your desire and longing for the deep things. I will cut you open, crack through, smash through your outer, dull, protective layer to expose the beauty within. I have made you beautiful. I allow you to crack, but not be destroyed and completely shattered. Like a beautiful geode. Allow others to see the beauty within, your sparkle, your radiance, your reflection of my light. As people see your beauty, they give credit and glory to my handiwork in creating you. Allow others to see your cracked, jagged edges, which are trials that face everyone. Allow them to see your dull, plain outer shell. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Don't worry, I lead. Don't worry, I bring exactly who needs to see your sparkle when they are most receptive for my plans and purposes. I'm never late, although I may be long in coming. Trust me, bring even the disappointments honestly to me. I am polishing you in creating your goal, in achieving your desires. You have growth to do. This is the year you are moved to action by faith. And oftentimes when it's kind of like a dialogue that I'll record between my thoughts in a journal and then what I believe the thoughts that the Holy Spirit is giving me. So I wrote down a few different thoughts. I asked, and the Lord had me stand in front of the window in my bedroom, looking at the sun peeking out from the trees. And this is what I heard, not audibly, but in my spirit. And then I wrote it down. Raise your hands. Receive what I have for you. First, you feel a few drops of cleansing rain, drops of hope. They sprinkle down on you. Before you know it, more and more come cascading down. A downpour of people. Students, success. The rain is not overwhelmingly heavy, nor does it knock you down or cause you to stumble. It soaks the ripe soil. And new life sprouts, grows green grass, colorful flowers, and delectable fruit and food grow beneath your feet. A result of me releasing my blessing, the floodgates of success. You will be faithful to me. You will bless others with the resources I've blessed you. You see how I take care of you, financially, abundantly, supplying, filling up your needs. Believe, receive. Trust. It is coming. I have plans to prosper you. People from distant shores will come to you because of me. I will take care of you. I will not let you fall on your face. I will be with you, leading you where you should go. We are moving away from well-worn, rutted past paths into new adventures of abundance. Keep hold of my hand. In the radiance of your rising, you will enlighten the leaders of nations. Don't be shy. Don't be doubtful. Lift up your eyes and look around. They come, eager to be close to you. Your heart sings and leaps for joy. I have made you beautiful. And so my response was, thank you, Lord. I'm ready to receive the abundance you have for me. You never leave me. You will guide me. I don't have to be afraid. You will continue to be my helper and leader in success as you've been in anonymity. I will walk the path you lead me on. I will trust you. You will buffet the disappointment and criticism. New heights of joy and purpose await me. I'm excited to step forward into them. I've got your hand and presence with me. I have all that I need because I have you. I know you're ready to continue overwhelming me with blessing. It's what you do. And even if I stay put, you love me. But I'm ready to live, Ephesians 2:10. I'm ready for you to share this poem, me, with the people you have for me to point to you and encourage. I may be a shy, reluctant leader like Moses, but you've given me ideas, heart, passion, and you are with me. Let's do this. I am ready to co-create. I am ready to impact the world with what we create. And so I'm going to continue sharing with you some of the thoughts, the kind of the dialogue I have with the Holy Spirit back and forth during my quiet times. And I often journal this. I'm a journaler. And I share this as a way of encouraging you that perhaps the thoughts that speak in your deepest thoughts and in your heart is really the Holy Spirit. And perhaps you should listen and not just pass it off as something else or your own thoughts, but study scripture, pray about it, and write them down and listen, evaluate, ask God. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Out of faithfulness, I have drawn you close. I will build you up and you will be rebuilt. You will again take up the tambourine and join with those who are dancing with joy. Amanda Joy, dance for joy in all that I am, in my unshakable love for you. Let others see your dance of joy. Invite others in. Smile. Let your joyful eyes ignite hope in others of the joy that is theirs, in the joy I offer to all of my children. I am not a sour God. Joy and dancing, love and belonging are my creations. Be a beacon of joy, a beacon of hope in this dark world. Invite people onto the colorful, shining, fun dance floor. Point them to me. This is my charge for you. I clear the path. I give the ideas. You be faithful and move. Move forward in trusting confidence. I've got you. Do not hold back. Hold nothing back. No emotion, no passion, no joy. Let your light and passion shine. 2 Corinthians, if you are out of your mind, it is for me. I have given you all that you need to be successful. I go before you and with you. I love you. This is my work for you. It is good. It is fun. It is tailor-made for you by me. I love you, Amanda Joy. I'm proud of your beautiful heart that seeks me. In time, you will write and speak more, encouraging others to seek me. Now is your time, one thing at a time, but it will come quickly, as your words come quickly and your pen flies now. Run like the rabbit, urgently, not striving, but trusting, and moving at my pace. I have heard your cries. I did not turn a deaf ear to my beloved. Abundance, financial freedom is coming. When it does, you will be generous. You will follow my lead in wealth as you have in lack. You have been faithful. You listen to my spirit. I will use you in mighty ways. You've known by faith in the more. In Ephesians 3:20. You've read of the belief preceding the miracles, and now it's your turn to be a walking miracle, a source of hope and inspiration for other dreamers. I'm about to overwhelm you with Psalm 37 desires of your heart, because I love you, my child. It delights me to delight you. I sing over you. Remember Zephaniah 3:17? I am your beloved and you are mine. Your desire for beauty and romance are put there and ultimately fulfilled in me. Write the masquerade story as a love story of my everlasting love. Write of your adoption. Write of me wooing you, giving you life, family, Paris, the beach, desires of your heart. Listen, it is coming. Trust and relax, waiting patiently for my timing. One step forward at a time. Be clear. Be free of fear. Don't look for others' approval or accolades. I will provide financially. Trust and watch. I will amaze your practical husband. I will allow him to fall on his face in worship of me. It's what we both want, my dear. Trust my way forward for you. Listen as I guide. Listen as I lead. I am Alpha and Omega. I hold you in my heart. I've got your children, your marriage, your possessions, your needs, your desires. Fear not, for I am with you. My lonely daughter, I've got friends for you too. Remember the Newport Beach poem, Perfect? My heart has always, will always, be relationship with my beloved children. I woo you all if you will open your spiritual eyes and slow down. Selah. I am here, never leaving your side. Amanda, my beloved Amanda, rest in my love. You are beautiful inside and out. You have my attention. You have my ear. You have my affection. You have my passion. You are complete in me. You are completely mine. Let our intimacy fill the deep places with the warmth of my love. Let the deepness of our connection fill you with ecstasy, long lasting, not fleeting. You can grasp and share how deep, wide, long, high my love is, surpassing all you can imagine. I'm there on the beach. I'm there singing. I'm more real and closer than a flesh and blood person. I'm spirit, and I'm inside you. I'm infused with you. Let go and enjoy me. It's a little work, but then allow yourself to enjoy the ride, the closeness, the joy, the pleasure of my love, and intimate presence in your life. Selah. Go forward in my love. Be moved to action. I'm not mad at you. I'm cheering you on. I know you can do it. Ephesians 2:10. I've etched my poetry, my poem, onto your life. Go forward in confidence. You are mine. I've got you. Amanda, go work on your website. Abundance and success are coming. You've had to be patient, like Jacob was, 20 years working for Laban. Blessings come sometimes slowly over time. Rest and rely on my past faithfulness. Enjoy the here and now, your children, their childhood days, with faithful trust. You will travel with your family. I will make it so. Ask me what you desire. Amanda, beloved, pick up your sword, my word. Fight for your marriage, your children, the desires of your heart, to make me known. For the people, the human souls, I want you to tell about me. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. I have brought you to Glendale for my plan and purpose. Be the humble leader I created you to be. Gentle, kind, visionary, close to me. Show others your gleaming, sharp sword. Tell others I have swords for them too. Like an epic story of personal, powerful swords, my children can carry their own swords, the spoken words, to fight the enemies attacking them. They need not be afraid. I fight with them. I applaud their effort and desire. I invite them into my story, this epic battle, which has an amazing ending. Sharpen your sword by spending time with others and me. Write stories, speak to these truths. I've got you. Now is your time to move, to act in faith. Throw off every weight that tangles, distracts, and snares you. Leap, twirl, dance in the joy of this life, the joy that is me. Affirm your faith in me with your own rhema and share it with others. One morning, I was awed by the beauty and the splendor of a sunrise. I love to see God's creation and His beauty in the brilliant colors. So I sat down to write down my thoughts and my feelings after seeing that sunrise. As the brilliant pink sunrise quickly fades into mundane blue, delight in beauty while it may be found. Savor the spectacular. Slow down and look. Marvel in the splendor of your Creator. This is a tiny taste of my glory. One day you will see it fully, and your heart will burst with joy. For now, allow my spectacular sunrise to remind you of the beauty and wonder that await you in eternity with me. Don't miss my glory that I reveal to you. Be expectant, looking for me. When you find me, share your delight with your world. In the darkness, hope glows pink, a promise of grace-filled beauty and joy I'm bringing into your life today. Remember Lamentations 3:23, my mercies are new every morning. Great is my faithfulness. One of my responses to the Lord, often I will write them down, is, I want everyone to know how amazing it is to be close to God, to get His insight. Anyone can have it. Spend time with Him in prayer, His word, and silence. Listen to His voice as He speaks in your mind. Another morning, I cried out to the Lord and asked for what He was trying to say to me, and these thoughts came to mind. Arise, darling daughter. The scriptures you've been treasuring and soaking up are about to be revealed in your humble life. You have listened to my call, my words, even how you set aside the mess, the tasks of the day, to be still in my presence. So you will hear from me, for your benefit and for the benefit of those I will draw to your light. You are mine. Submit to my plan for your life. I give good gifts of abundance, peace, and joy. Don't be afraid of trusting me with your hopes and dreams. As a parent loves to delight their children with gifts on Christmas Day or a birthday, so I love to bless you with good gifts. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I draw you with loving kindness. I am always faithful to you. Your gifts, talents, and abilities are for you to share and bless others. As you do, I am glorified, and the light I have placed within you by your faith shines radiantly with brilliant, shimmering sparkles. Glitter was my idea, not the annoying glitter, but the sparkle. Let my light stick to you like glitter, allowing you to sparkle. Allow my light to stick to you like glitter. Darling daughters, you are beautiful. You are made in the image of the one who makes sunsets, supernovas, galaxies, and glaciers. You are my most prized, valued, and treasured creation. And I give you the ability to create, too. Create children. Create beauty. Create writings, stories, art, discoveries. Create a loving and welcoming home. Create memories and experiences for others that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and point to and acknowledge me. So create a way, seek, discover the mysteries of this world through science, exploration, mathematics, and you will find me, the author of it all. Let me overwhelm you with my grandeur, my vastness, my enormity, and yet fill you with the amazing revelation that though I made everything you see and don't see, I care about you. I pursue you, and I want you to know how much I love you. I know the number of hairs on your head. You don't need to hide anything from me. I know your thoughts, and I desire for you to know mine. I have loved you and do love you with an everlasting love. I draw you in with loving kindness, and I want to show you my faithfulness. Resist me no more. You have nothing to fear. Come, take my hand. Trust me in faith. I won't let you down, and I will never leave or forsake you. I have written you on the palms of my hands. Look at my son's hands. His scars show our love for you. And our plan all along to have you be with us where we are. Eternity awaits you after this battlefield earth. Bring your friends, your loved ones, and neighbors with you. I am the Lord. I want to be your Lord and God. Will you let me? I lovingly let you decide and make the choice to follow me and my best plan for your life. I am a patient father. I am pursuing you. How will you respond? Hear my gentle whispers of love. Will you take my hand? Woo! If you are still listening, good for you. That's awesome. Thanks for being here and for listening. Two notes from my journal that the Holy Spirit has spoken into my mind. And sometimes, honestly, I feel presumptuous even sharing that or even saying that, but I feel this nudging from the Spirit to share this, to share these thoughts, just so that other people can do it too. I want to encourage you to show you my humble example of how the Holy Spirit speaks to me and show you that He wants to speak to you too. You can get a journal, you can get your phone and use a recording, your voice recorder memos. Just record the thoughts that He puts into your heart and your mind. Don't question it at first. Just let it flow. Let your pen write. Let your voice and your mind talk and speak forth the thoughts that are there. Then look back and then evaluate. Question if these thoughts are really from the Lord. Are they biblical? Are they scriptural? Do they line up with God? What He would want in your life? Obviously, if a thought is telling you to rob a bank, then that's not from the Holy Spirit. We use our common sense as well, but I think sometimes we are too careful and don't want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit's guiding and work in our life. He loves us. He's a part of the Trinity, a huge part. Scripture talks about the Spirit so much. And yet He remains mysterious and we don't understand Him and kind of just ignore Him. But if this podcast encourages you to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking in your own life, then hooray, it's worth my vulnerability. I want to encourage you. He wants to speak to you. He is whispering, but you have to quiet your mind, quiet your thoughts, quiet your doubts. And just be willing to listen and write down what He says. And then go back and evaluate it. Question it. Talk to a trusted friend. Go to Scripture with the words, the thoughts that He places there. May this be a year, a month, a week, where we really begin to hear what God is sharing with us. Be blessed today. Thanks for being here. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.